Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You know, I've been talking about the opportunities that I've received in radio and that are really amazing. And, you know, the gentleman who's on the phone lines right now, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is the man who gave me an opportunity 4 years in succession during the Obama presidency to take my radio show to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., and interview the only non-syndicated host in the entire nation to be able to have dialogue and conversation with congressmen and senators on Capitol Hill. And then the last time, at the time that the final debate at the United States Supreme Court on the Affordable Care Act were being held, there I was, right next door to the United States Supreme Court, interviewing congressmen and senators. It is this man who we are welcoming back to the airwaves, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Man, it's always a pleasure. I've never forgotten the opportunities that you helped me with early in my career.
Now, yeah, that was a wonderful thing to be able to do, and I was able to do it because of a man named Ron Pollack, who you might have met out there, who was the founding executive director of Families USA, which is a national healthcare group that speaks, you know, healthcare for everyone is a right. And Mr. Pollack, he's retired now. He is featured. He's one of the people featured in Heather McGee's great book, The Sum of Us, about the cost of racism in America. He's talking about racism and health, and she talks about his life and fighting, you know, the crime of people being denied health care. But anyway, Radio Row was something he and his excellent staff were doing. And I got to have, I miss it too, Earl, because I got to go making the rounds and doing interviews with all the talk show hosts they brought in from all over the country, a lot of national ones and regional ones. And so it was as fun for me to do a ton of interviews I wouldn't usually be able to do as it was for you to have congressmen and senators and people you see on cable news, various pundits coming in and allowing you to interview them, right? So I think we both had a lot of fun at that, and I wanted to give a call out to Ron Pollack for, because he gave that up to me, and that made it possible for me to tell him and his team about you and get you invited.
You know, Dr. Craig, before we get started, for people who don't know Citizen Action, let's talk a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, we're a statewide membership group. We organize people because we think only organized people can challenge the inequality in our country and stand up to the organized money that is, quite frankly, made this an increasingly unequal society. And we have members all over the state in a member chapter system we call organizing co-ops. We call them that because they're member-owned, member-driven. And so we're very active in Southeast Wisconsin, in the suburbs, in the city. We're actually building a new organizing co-op on the north side of Milwaukee, the African-American community, led by Raphael Smith, who, of course, you know Earl as well.
We've got to get him on soon, but go ahead.
I would love for you to get him on because he has a lot of good things to say, and it's also good for his development because he needs folks like you to tell him how good he is what he brings to the table. In other words, he's not someone who runs for the microphone usually, which it means he's a real organizer. So we have to tell the real organizers, you have this other opportunity too. And, you know, we all know some people who are run for the microphone and they don't really have anything to say. Right. He's the opposite. But we are in all the critical regions of the state, especially ones that hold the balance of power, the whole driftless rural area, northwest Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, north central Wisconsin, Wausau, north to the border, and in northeast Wisconsin. And our big issues are health care reform, guaranteed health care for everyone, and the whole intersection between climate change, because that's a ticking time bomb, and the opportunity to open up the economy and make it a fair economy again, to return to the relative economic equality we had from World War II into the late 1970s, but to reinvent it, to make it even more equitable, because there was a lot of racism built into that economy. And so we also work to protect, defend democracy. And unfortunately, all of our jobs getting harder on that, because it's no longer hyperbole to say that democracy is at risk, girl.
You know, Dr. Craig, since we've last spoken over the airwaves, where are you focusing and concentrating the most? The state is clearly in trouble, even though there's a $4 billion surplus. You would say we should celebrate that, but at the same time, there's a $4 billion surplus. There's an assault, an attack on voters' rights in the state. You say what to that?
We've already made massive disinvestments in Wisconsin's infrastructure, the human infrastructure, and the physical infrastructure, especially the human infrastructure that makes opportunity possible, like our K through 12 education system, our higher education system. We have very underfunded public health departments, which has caused a lot of deaths during this pandemic. A whole lot of things we're out there. We're starving our cities for resources. That's why they're making, and our counties, that's why they make budget cuts all the time. Yet the politicians in Madison want to compete to figure out how you can give it away to people already doing well, who have already benefited from the rigging of the economy for people doing well, for people who make over $100,000 a year and much more than that, up to the billionaire level. And so it's shocking how little vision there is among our elected officials. I mean, Governor Evers is much better than what will happen if the Republicans take over, but we think his vision should be bolder as well. He is not offering nearly as progressive a vision as Biden is, President Biden. So we've done a lot to try to pass President Biden's agenda, because it's the most progressive and transformative in half a century. And we've been blocked on parts of it by two very conservative corporate Democrats in the U.S. Senate. We are working at the state level as well. We're introducing in the next 2 weeks with allies, next week and the following, probably the two best bills to be introduced in this legislative session. I know I'm biased because we worked on it with the authors, one on climate and economic equity and opportunity, and one on guaranteeing health care and reducing costs dramatically. We're trying to set the agenda for the election. So we'll have big press conferences in Madison next week around the health care bill, and then the following week around the climate and economic opportunity bill, really a Green New Deal bill. And then we're also focused at the local level, because getting things through this state legislature is impossible. So we're working on climate change and climate action planning, and that includes really addressing economic and racial equity in Milwaukee and in other small cities. And we're starting to work on it in schools. Green New Deal for schools, including at MPS in Milwaukee, but also in Eau Claire. So we got a lot going on, and we also do elections, Earl. So we're prepping for the U.S. Senate race, seeing if we can endorse a Democratic primary candidate. We did endorse in the mayoral primary for the special election here in Milwaukee, but our candidate didn't make it to the final, so now we're figuring that out. And we're going to try to win as many state legislative seats as we possibly can, even if the maps are gerrymandered. We're not going anywhere, and we just have to win harder races if they can rig the electoral maps again and choose their own voters for another 10 years, which the state Supreme Court may well let them do.
You know, Dr. Craig, we are at a tipping point in this society when for such a long time wages were stagnant. Now wages are moving faster than they have since 1983. And it's kind of a contradiction that at the same time that the wages are starting to grow and employees in a position where they are having even more value than they've had since 1983 because of, you know, the fact that there's so few of them. But now inflation, and now the what's going to be coming with inflation is the pressures are going to be brought to bear to increase the interest rates, which could then tip everything into recession. Man, I don't know if people are aware, Dr. Craig, of just where we are in this and just how bad things can spin out of control in the next, you know, couple of year or so.
And there's just a problem with our politics in that it's easy to tell the lie that inflation is the only economic issue and get people to ignore how this has been the fastest economic recovery from an economic crisis in American history, and that people's wages have actually gone up. And so the problem is that we, not enough of that increase, a bunch of it has, but not enough of it, of that inflation has actually gone to workers. A lot of it's gone to price gouging, profit taking. Right. And another part is because there really was a disruption of the supply chain because of COVID, and that has caused some temporary shortages and therefore inflation that is more or less natural. It might be, you know, interest rates have been kept artificially low, and that's caused a lot of overbuilding and binging by corporate America, and may have caused a huge stock market bubble that's an economic danger. So you could increase them, but you need to put in safeguards. I'm not saying you increase them like in the late 70s, where it caused and induced a recession, a deep recession. I'm talking about from their historic lows. But you have to still operate the economy in a way that benefits average people. And that's just that has not been happening since the 70s.
So Dr. Craig, hold that thought. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 on the line. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. I'm glad he's here. You can join us, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101.7 FM. The Shaw. We'll be right back.